Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. I'm zooming in here with Rosalie Brown. Hi, Rosalie.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm sitting at the home office looking out at the leaves on the lawn and really cold air. And I don't like it cold anymore.
I'm done. Well, you're heading into the wrong season then, sir, because it is going to be cold. It's 59 right now where I'm at. So
in LA.
Yeah, it's chilly.
46 here in lovely Grass Valley. And that's actually warmer than it's been. So, you know.
Well, okay, you
it's,
win.
It's just cold enough that you go outside without a jacket. You're like, ooh, this is snippy.
No.
It's not Midwest cold, but it's just cold. And speaking of cold, oh my gosh. So we did the light parade this weekend in Auburn.
Yeah, so you did the Festival of Lights Parade in Auburn, and I saw photographs because, of course, you know, I got to get some of those and put them on Facebook. Right. And I got to say that you guys looked very wet, and it still looked like very cold. Very wet, very cold.
It rained the entire time. It wasn't just a late sprinkle. It wasn't like a Seattle rain, right? It was, or a fog rain. It was rain pretty much the whole time. And yeah, everybody was pretty soaked and wet and cold, but there was a great turnout. I was surprised at how many people were there, and we walked. So we managed to stay a little warm just by walking, and umbrellas and rain gear kept us dry enough, I guess. But yeah, it was an experience. And that's, it happens every, I guess every 3 or 4 years where you get a rainy one. So
yeah, well, the turnout did look great, and I, you know how excited I was to see a bear. I do love the ABT bear, and
That was a hit with the kids. Oh my gosh! So yeah, JJ loved it. Yeah, she was in the bear suit.
I gotta say that that the bear we did have at one point. Anyone who doesn't know this, it was kind of a sad day for me, but so excited when we, we added a bear to our branding, gosh, I don't know, 6 years ago, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Feels like a lifetime ago. I feel like I've lived a lot of places since then. So, but I have, so don't hold me to that. But so we added the bear to the logo, and, honestly, so we found, this, pretty cool bear, right? Bear suit that looked a bit like the bear in our branding. So that was kind of exciting, right? And then lo and behold, it got mismanaged in storage. That's what I'm going to say. And went to go put on the bear suit, and the rats had gotten to the bear, right? Rats,
raccoons. Somebody made a nest. That's just living in the country. That just kind of happens, right?
So we've been without bear suit. So imagine my joy on Saturday night when Dee Dee texted me pictures from the parade, and I noticed that there was a bear. So I was very excited.
We had two bears. We had a bear and we had a person in a bear outfit, and we had a life size. We had a human size, life size teddy bear in the passenger. We were going to put him on the roof, but it was raining so hard. We put him in the passenger seat. And that was really cute, because you could, as you're driving along, you hear the kids like, go, oh my God, there's a teddy bear in the van, you know, and Paul was waving his hand as he was driving. At one point, he was waving the hand and talking on his phone while driving in the parade. I'm like, dude, we were going 1 mile an hour. So it might have been stopped at that time, but still.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Safety first. But no, I did see the picture of the teddy bear too. And I thought, oh man, when I was a kid, like I dreamed of a teddy bear that size, right? Like it's bigger than you.
Yeah.
So it looked fun. It looked family friendly. And I don't know. I mean, it's always kind of cool when you have like the kickoff to the official holiday season.
Yeah.
Because I know the last few years, it just has melded from October to Christmas. Like there's just this weird, right? So it's kind of nice to have an official kickoff.
It was fun. And if you have a chance, I haven't shared the video with you. There was there was from the chamber. And when they saw our truck, there was some pretty saucy language going on that video. So, but you gotta take a listen to it. It's pretty good. Saucy is the
Oh.
wrong word, I guess. Yeah, I mean, doing what we do as we're plumbers, there was some mention of certain unmentionables during the video. I was cracking up because I kind of know the person that was talking, so it was
And you know how much I love toilet talk. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this video. I can't wait to see it. Wow. Okay, that's something to look forward to. Cool, 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 cool,
It
cool.
was fun. It was fun. And then, speaking of toilet talk, I got to tell you what I got for our. So we're having our Christmas party next week,
You sure
for the
are.
company, and hopefully you'll make it up here.
Hopefully.
What did I get? Oh, I got this toy game, and now
Oh
I can't pull
no.
it up.
Oh no. I know what game you're talking
Did you
about.
see it?
Did you find
I
that
bought
hideous
it.
toy?
I bought
Oh,
it.
I don't, where did you find it? I don't think they
Was
should
on
sell.
Amazon. It was one of those difficult ones to find, so I wasn't sure I could find it locally, right? And it's basically, if you're a South Park watcher, it's Mr. Hanky popping out of the toilet as you plunge the toilet, and then whoever catches it wins points. So that's gonna be a fun game for the Christmas party, I think.
I think the more ale consumed, the more fun that game will be. Just a thought. But here's the thing. So Dee Dee, our HVAC manager, I think she tagged me. Like she sent it to my Facebook
Oh,
and
she
like
did tag you. Exactly. And I
for my
saw it. I'm like,
profile.
I'm going to buy
And
that
she
prize or
says like, "You've got to get this for the office." And I was like, "I do not. That toy should not exist. I am not going to get it. I should have known that you, being a 7-year-old little boy, were gonna find that, and you have a
all
credit
over it.
card. You have a credit card, so that makes you
I'm a
dangerous.
danger.
Yeah, you are. Well, now I just feel like I'm compelled to come to this Christmas party. I mean, who could miss that?
You gotta.
Maybe we'll take some footage of the game in motion. Yeah. So anyway, if anyone can't imagine, we've got a really bizarre sense of humor. But when you work in the trades, especially the trades that have to do with poop, you're gonna have just a warped sense of humor.
Well,
It's
yeah, I
perfect.
mean, and the bear, there's a few comments along the way about the bear being Pooh Bear, but
Well,
not POOH, but
that kind of makes that I kind of get that. That's a fun play on words, right?
Okay, the game, I finally found it. I can open it up. It's Flushing Frenzy.
I can't. Well, it's all fun and games, okay, when it's a game. But when you're a guest at someone's house, and you're living that in real time, the flushing frenzy or the
Oh yeah, with the
plunging
plunging,
frenzy,
yeah, not a good
and
time.
oh my God, like if you oh man, there's I almost think like, okay, people talk about what causes anxiety, right? So they talk about moving and dying and all these things, and I'm
Divorce and
yeah, you know what,
yeah,
none
death
of
of the
that freaks me
family,
out. You know what freaks me out? Being a guest at someone's house and having a situation like,
right,
could there be something worse? I mean, I guess, but not really, yeah, I won't share my family
it can
foils with
happen.
that.
And I'll never forget so the first time we came up here and we were looking at places to live, this is 23 years ago, we stayed at the Outside Inn, and I clogged the toilet in our room, and I went to the front desk to ask, to let them know. And guess what? God, now I can't forget her name. I know
And
her fairly
Aaron,
well, and now I've Erin,
Aaron.
exactly. I asked her. I just let her know because she was still managing it before she gave it to the kids, before the kids took over, that I clogged the toilet, and she passed me a plunger.
Exactly
Was
right.
like, I'm a plumber, so this is not an issue, but oh man, I was like, we're in the country now. This is awesome.
A little, yeah. I mean, you got a moment, right? You had a moment. Okay. All right, well, let's stop talking about that.
Let's move on. So yeah, you got us a good list of things to talk about. December home maintenance to-do list. And of course, the first number one that they have on this list is replace your furnace air filter. The first one. So I know we taught this ad nauseum and over and over and over, but I cannot stress enough how important it is to replace your air filter on your system. It's and don't think of it as the cheapo air filters that you're using for your furnace. They're not really there to help improve the air qualities per se. They're really there to keep the inside of your ducts clean. Mm. And if you've got air conditioning, it keeps the coil, which is essentially, you know, you can picture a radiator that's in front of the car that keeps your engine cool. You got two of those leaning like on an A-frame, kind of tilted up together. That thing is in the airstream, whether you're using heating or furnace or heating or air conditioning. That thing's just sitting there all the time, and it collects debris. It collects dust. It collects fur. It collects anything else that's going through the airstream. That's going, you know, whenever that furnace kicks on, or whenever that air conditioner kicks on, the air is going right over that thing. So you want to keep that clean, because it really makes a big difference on your efficiencies.
And it also
makes your system last longer.
And related though, I was just thinking, like, your house can smell, and you don't even really notice it. Stuff kind of can stink. And secondly, actually, I made a note.
That's a good point. Yeah. It can stink, and that stuff can get pretty foul in there.
That's gross.
We pulled some off that literally looked like a bathroom mat. It was so thick.
I've been guilty of that, but because I do have a big hairy dog. But
yeah.
I also actually had a note, and I was going to ask you before, when we were off air, because I didn't want to spring it on you. But here we are. I'm going to spring it on you.
Go for
speaking
it.
Okay, so we're in the air quality neighborhood. Yeah. So I was just curious, because, you know, I listen to a ton of podcasts, and I have been hearing a commercial lately on repeat, and it's all about air filter this, air filter that, a brand new company, whatever, promotion. And it made me think of one of the things the woman said in the commercial. She started talking about COVID again. And listen, I'm not saying COVID isn't here, wasn't here. What I'm saying is that I remember when COVID first was, when we were in lockdown, a lot of the messaging about air quality and air filters, they were trying to really push this whole, like, prevent COVID in your home with this air filter. Well, I haven't heard that kind of messaging in a long time. So I thought it was unique that suddenly this new product or this new campaign was back in my earbuds talking about how, and it can kill this and it can kill that, and even COVID. And I thought, is your experience, like, in the line of work that you do, air quality and all that good stuff, are we going to start leaning in that direction again? Because isn't it dangerous to overpromise how much we can take out of the air?
It is. So anytime you're filtering something, it's, unless you spend, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're never going to have a completely clean, you're never going to get 100%, right? And typically when we're talking about household filtration and air quality issues, you know, we're trying to reduce the levels of things. We're trying to reduce the levels of dust. We're trying to reduce the levels of pollen. We're trying to reduce the pathogens. We're trying to reduce these levels. There's no way, well, that's not true. You can spend a ton of money and eliminate those things, but we're talking tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. And typically, you know, for indoor air quality, it can be 10 grand depending on how much you're doing. But I mean, we're talking, you know, $50,000 to $80,000 for these high end, really, you know, medical grade kind of filtration systems. But yes, we will hear it. And unfortunately, some people do have that snake oil, make the snake oil statements that they can get rid of things. You can't get rid of stuff for the level that we're dealing. The same thing with water filtration. I mean, we can reduce the level of blood. We can reduce the level of giardia. We can reduce the level of pathogens in the water. But we're, you know, at the level that we're working, we're not going to be removing everything. And if you are removing everything, like with water, if you're removing everything, that's a whole other thing. You're stripping up minerals. And you can do that with RO, but you're still, some things are getting through, not just water. But in any event, are we going to be hearing more of that? Yes. And since we're on this topic, so we do, if you're tired of changing your filters, and I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but I probably have. We do have filters that we installed that are 4 inches thick, and they're pleated, and they have a surface area that's about, 50 times. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, much larger surface area where you only need to replace those on a yearly basis. I've got one in my house. I don't replace my filters monthly any longer. I replace them yearly. And we just, I have the guys come in and do a tune up on the system, and they replace the filter at that time, which you should be getting anyway. So that's an option, putting in a high efficiency air filtration system. And it really reduces it since it's the fact that there's so much more surface area, since it's pleated and it's so thick, it can take out a lot smaller particulates than the standard ones. It's an actual filter as opposed to, what you get at the grocery store or get at the hardware store.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you for entertaining my little fancy there.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, attic insulation. So check your attic insulation. It's a good idea just to go up there every once in a while and take a look at it, because things start to settle down. And if you've had any work done in your house, people may have moved the insulation. Actually, when I read this, I was thinking about myself. You want to make sure you have insulation on anything that is the barrier between your living space and the attic, and even like the little trap door that you lift up to get in your attic should have insulation on it. And I was like, God, I think we took the insulation off of that trap door a while back. I got to put that back on. So look and see if you've got that. The other thing is, if you've got stairs that come down, they make packages that you can insulate the stairs. So it's not a huge heat loss, but you are going to be getting some heat loss from there. Go up there and just poke around. And if you've got areas that look like they're thinner than others, if you've got blown in insulation, kind of move it around a little bit so that it's more evenly spaced. If you've got areas where the battens have fallen down, like the fiberglass or cellulose bats have fallen down, restaple them up. The stuff lasts a long time, but gravity and animals, if we live in the country, like talking about our bear outfit, and we can do our best to keep animals out there, but all you need is a hole the size of a dime for a mouse and a hole the size of a quarter for a rat. We were just dealing with a squirrel in our fireplace and one of our rentals, so yeah.
Okay.
They can
all
get
right.
anywhere, right?
I have to put the pause there for a second, because this is all coming together too beautifully for me. I have to go in here. So the squirrel, okay, the mention of the attic, the stairs, all these. Okay, yeah. It's Christmas time. So honestly, everything you were saying, I was like Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation movie. Like, he literally goes up into his attic and freezes because it's so cold. And there's like okay. So I'm picturing that and the squirrel and all these good things. They're all related. If you haven't seen that movie, you're missing out.
I gotta watch it again. It's been a few decades. Yeah.
It's worth it. Okay. It's worth it. But Chevy Chase is amazing.
So the insulation can be moved around. So go up there and inspect it. Go and look at it. And that's literally just, taking a flashlight, going up. If you've got an attic, poking your head up in there. If you've got a large attic, you might have to get up there and walk around a little bit. But if you've got a normal 1,200, 1,500 square foot house or 2,000 square foot house, single story, you can get a pretty good idea of what it looks like. One area that we see a lot of times that have issues is where you'll have a shared wall inside of the attic space. You have like a vaulted ceiling in your living room.
Yep.
A lot of times the insulation there is insufficient or not insulated at all. And that's one place you can really decrease your energy bill by making sure those walls are insulated. I've seen that a lot. And I've seen a lot of them on pictures as well. That's one of those areas that people tend to forget about, because it's not necessarily an outside wall. It's an attic wall. But it's an unconditioned space. So take a look at that. Insulate the drop down stairs. We talked about that. Seal the cracks. It's a good time. If you've got any cracks in your concrete, cracks in the foundation, cracks in the windows, go in there and fix them with some caulking, and it'll help, with air infiltration and with the concrete outside. It'll help from water getting in there and freezing and expanding that joint even further.
So, let me ask you a question really quick. Now, see, today I'm engaged. It's, you know why? It's because I had that cup of coffee delivered to me while we were.
Nice.
I'm waking up. Okay. So I'm curious. And I feel like I always get this answer incorrectly. You talk about concrete, and we're in winter. So is it okay to pour concrete or to work with concrete when it's really cold out? Isn't there a curing temperature issue, or have I just heard that made up?
Concrete, no, because it is a it's a chemical reaction. Asphalt, yes.
Gotcha.
So you can't like under 50 degrees, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me on this, but I seem to have 50 degrees in my head. Like if it's below 50 degrees, we can't roll a hot asphalt patch or
Makes
driveway.
sense. Gotcha.
Yeah. While concrete, it cures underwater. So it has a chemical reaction where the little molecules start to bind together. Yeah.
God, I guess it's an old wives' tale, but I swear to you, I've heard that more than once. People talking about concrete
And I
and
could be
temperature.
wrong.
No,
So,
I think you're actually correct, but I wonder where this got
we're
started.
getting to the end. We'll
Oh.
do a quick Google search while I'm reading through here.
Okay.
We'll pull
I'll take a look.
a
You
podcast thing that people
continue.
love to do.
You continue, and I'll do my homework here.
Yeah. So the other thing, obviously, this time of year, I mean, we already started to freeze here. If you haven't disconnected and drained the garden hoses, now's really the time to do it. You might be a little late. Hopefully not. I mean, it's been cold, but it hasn't been we haven't had a hard freeze yet. But the reason why you want to do that for some of you guys that are just moving up into the area is, water freezes, and when water freezes, it expands. So it can break your hose. I know I've lost more than one of the timers for my drip irrigation system that just hooks up to the outside hose bid because I forget to take them off and drain them out. I made sure I did it this year. I've been good the last like 3 or 4 years, so I haven't lost one in a long time.
I have the answer.
All
Okay.
right, cool.
So it says, this is I'm quoting off a website here. It's advised that concrete be cured at a moderate temperature between 50 degrees and 90 degrees. In a perfect world, the temperature of fresh concrete should be above 50 degrees, but cured and maintained at 50 degrees. I don't know what I just read, but
All right.
so yeah, whatever. Okay.
There we
Just
go. Same as asphalt. All right.
somebody who knows more can get back to us. Anyway,
Perfect.
enough about that. Enough
Yeah.
about that. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a mason by any means. I've worked with plenty of concrete in my day, but it's not what I do on a daily basis. So disconnect and drain the garden hoses. If you have water spigots on the outside of your house, which most of us do. And if they're not the freeze type, it's a good idea to cover them. Depending on where you live, though, like if you're on top of a hill in Grass Valley, you're probably going to be fine. If you're in a valley in Grass Valley, if you're in a low spot where the cold air sinks, we're kind of in a low spot here. So I've got them all covered up. You have the potential for colder snaps.
What do you cover them with, though? When you say you cover them up, like what? With a t-shirt? What are you talking about? What do you cover them with?
So the easiest thing is just go to BNC or A to Z and get a or Hills Flat, and they actually make these styrofoam covers or socks that go over them.
Oh.
They're under $10 each. It's a
Interesting.
quickie kind of thing, and you can use them year after year after year. It's not like
Of
a one and done
course.
thing. So it's not a bad investment to just put those things on there. Just so you don't have, I mean, compared to a freeze repair. It's cheap insurance, and unfortunately, when it does freeze here, when we do get a really cold snap, all of us plumbers are booked for days. I mean, our guys
Yeah.
are running around for 12-hour days and trying to hit, just doing triage, just trying to get people's water back on.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened in a while, but man, when it happens, also you're not going to be getting any breaks on bills when that happens because everybody's just so busy. We're charging what we need to charge to be able to get to everybody and trying to make it up for some slow season stuff. So yeah, you're not getting any breaks on the bill. So if you can make sure to do the pre make sure you take care of this before it freezes, you're much better off. And on that, wow, we're out of time. That went fast. All of a sudden I looked at my watch. I'm like, wow, we're done. So if you need any plumbing, electrical, heating, and air work done in your house, you can reach us at 530-230-9092, 530-230-9092. You can also find us on the web at easy as ABT or ABT Plumbing, and you can find us on Facebook. Please like our page, and we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.